You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
We've heard previously on this programme about an initiative called Employability, which supports people with mental or physical health challenges in finding jobs. Now there's a celebration of its achievements called People, Potential and Possibilities, and it takes place on Wednesday next at lunchtime in Glore in Ennis. To discuss this and more, Helen McQuillan joins us in studio. She's team leader for Employability. Clare, Helen, good morning to you.
Thanks, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. Talk to me about Employability, Clare, in terms of both what you're trying to do and how successful you are, in your view, at achieving it.
Yeah, I suppose you've said what we do. We support people with disabilities or illness to find work and stay in work. And we've been 17 years in business. And I suppose there's been ups and downs. But this year, 17 years on, we've realised we really have opportunities to celebrate and to reflect on our work.
How many people do you think you're supporting at the moment, or have you supported?
Every year we would support 100 people, over 100 people. And since we've been set up, we've worked with over 750 businesses. So we support them as well in recruiting and keeping people in the workplace that maybe have a disability or illness.
And when you're speaking with the business, you have to tell them, obviously, why they should do this or encourage them to do it. What's your selling point?
Well, I suppose our selling point is we're matching a person that can do the job with an employer or a business that needs the job done. It's as simple as that. We're not a charitable organisation, so we're not going looking for somebody to give an opportunity to somebody that they don't deserve or that won't benefit their business. But I suppose there's lots of ways that we approach businesses as well. Our big take is that everybody is impacted by disability, whether personally, a family member, a neighbour, a colleague, and it will impact all of us in our life. So we believe that Clare has really inclusive communities, inclusive business communities, and people embrace that.
Okay. So, and in turn, you say that you're matching people who can do a job with a job that they can do for a company they can do it for. Talk to me about the difference that you feel you're making to the lives of those individuals who have these challenges but maybe need a help to get on the employment ladder. I mean, if you're helping over 100 people get work every year, I would hope that that in the main is fulfilling and means a lot to those people.
Yeah, and it's very individual. So I suppose our role is in coaching the person. It's like career guidance service or support they may never have got at different stages of their life. So our goal is to empower people to make their own decisions, set their own goals, set out a pathway to work step by step. So we're not directing that. We work in partnership with the people. And I think that's what makes it successful. So some people decide, actually, at this moment in time, work isn't the option, but then we can link them to other services. They can go back to education, they can skill up, they can set up their own business. So a range of opportunities for people, but very much guided by them, or in some cases, people that support them as well.
Sure. And it's a whole gamut of people you're supporting with physical, sensory, mental health, intellectual, ASD, acquired brain injury, and that's only some of that, I would imagine.
Very, very different. And it's all about the individual's own journey and their decision-making process. And I suppose year on year, we see a mix of people. In the last 2 years, especially, we've seen an increase in the number of younger people with mental health challenges. And that's a new phenomenon for various reasons. So I think it's great that young people can get a second chance at maybe resetting their goals and considering what lies ahead. And it's really about people's potential and positivity.
And in terms of the appetite of businesses to work with you, have you noticed any change in that over the past few years? Was it more difficult during the recession? Is it a little bit easier now?
Yeah, I suppose over the last 7 or 8 years, it has been a very difficult economic climate for businesses. But I have to say, even in the toughest times, we've had a huge cohort of businesses supporting us. a lot of small businesses, sole traders, and I suppose there's different ways that people can support employability. So it's not always about the full-time employment, even though that's the ultimate goal, but things like offering somebody a site visit around their business, telling them, explaining what the world of work is like, mentoring people, job shadows. We've done a few here with Clare FM. It's been a fantastic place to do a job shadow. Work experience, a work trial, a working interview, and then ultimately employment. So somebody opening their doors or meeting an employment facilitator or meeting a client, that's the very first step. And that's usually the first ask.
So fast forward to Wednesday.
Yep.
We've got an event from 12 o'clock in Glore. Why are you doing and what's it about?
On a number of different levels, there's reasons we want to celebrate. Firstly, and a huge number of people have been, of the people we've supported, have been in work long term for 5, 10 or 15 years. And that kind of shatters the perception of people with a disability or illness, because they're making a huge commitment and contribution to their workplace. I suppose another, the real biggie is to say a big, huge thank you to the businesses who've supported us over the last 17 years, over 750 businesses. And this time of the year, I think people tend to be looking, asking businesses, can they have a spot prize, a raffle prize, something, what can you do for us? So we really want to say thank you. You've made our communities in Clare really inclusive, and we really appreciate that. The third thing I suppose we want to do is our own team have over 100 years experience and commitment and contribution to employability. They're a fantastic team, and a really big thank you to them. As a government-funded organisation, we don't have many ways that we can express appreciation or recognition. So I think a public thank you. And also, we're going to have four speakers on the day that are going to share their experience. So it's a platform to maybe inspire people or just have role models for people there that they can look to.
Sure.
For support.
Who would you like to come along?
We've invited people that have been with the service and are in long-term employment. We've invited a huge number of businesses. I think it's a reflection of their success. In a lot of the businesses and employers won't make it on the day because they're so busy. Our partner organisations as well, anybody that supports us, and there's a huge number of people. And family supports as well, very welcome to come along on the day, people who are supporting people with special needs or disabilities.
It takes place on Wednesday next, the 12th of December, from 12 o'clock in the day until 1:30 that afternoon. And it is entitled, and I think very nicely, People, Potential and Possibilities. And it would be remiss of me, Helen, if I didn't give you an opportunity while you were here with us on Clare FM, but to, I suppose, encourage or maybe to reach out to people who maybe could benefit from the work of Employability Clare. You'd like them to reach out, I'm sure, and if so,
absolutely. Our doors are always open. You can find our contact details on our website or our Facebook page. We'll meet anybody and talk to anybody. We're one of the most inclusive employability services in the country. All you need to do as a first step is just come and have a chat and find out about our service.
Very good indeed. And as you say, you're on Facebook and the website is there as well. If people search for Employability Clare, it's employabilityclare.ie, the website on that particular one. I hope it's a very successful afternoon, and perhaps more importantly, I hope the work that you're doing continues to be successful going forward.
Thanks very much, Gavin. Helen McQuillan, appreciate it.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus@clare.fm.